Good morning, everybody. TruckDriver101.com. As always, we are sponsored by TruckDriverBooks.com. You can go to TruckDriver101.com, listed jobs. Let's get down to business. We are going to talk about Celadon. Celadon owns owns Quality Carriers. So that means if you got a lease purchase, you need to kind of hear this little news. Now, they may get sued. Bottom line is, I was checking out a story. Some of you might have checked this story out a while ago. The story is that Celadon under investigation, right? And Celadon could have a class action lawsuit could follow. Celadon Group, Inc. is shuffling around executives trying to straighten out their company. Their carrier stock value has plunged in the past few years. They now have allegations that they could have put out false or misleading information. Recently, they announced that they are going to lose $10 million in operating capital loss this year. They're going to lose $10 million this quarter. Let me repeat that. Celadon blames this on their focus on owner-operators. If you out there are Quality Carriers or you're in a part of any lease that is involved with Celadon, you need to be aware that they are now blaming you for their stock loss. And let's talk about how drastic this is. Their stock loss went from $25 down to $1.30. Okay, let me repeat that. They went from $25 in value down to $1.30. Okay, the investors are obviously not happy with the drop, and of course they are really worried about the false and misleading information allegations that are against them, and the investigation is ensuing. Also, since these allegations have propped up, they're already spurred about 16 law firms that are issuing press releases announcing that they will soon file lawsuits against Celadon. 16 law firms. Wow. Not as fucked up. And some have expressed interest in participating in a class action lawsuit against the carrier. The CEO of Celadon, chairman and CEO, said, "I am confident of the independent committee that will quickly and precisely investigate the transactions," basically saying it's going to clear the company. We hope so. Because that's a lot. That's sad, man. We don't need these kind of drops in trucking, man. We already look bad. The truckers already look bad. We don't need the office to look corrupt. We're not a good combination together, you know. Damn. I mean, I feel bad for all the dudes with leases, though. Lease purchase, boy. They talking about taking their focus back to company drivers. That's what the CEO, COO, and them have talked about. The management has talked about taking their focus off of owner ops and lease purchase and putting it back on company drivers. And the bottom line of the story is really nothing. They're just saying they're going to take their emphasis back on to company drivers. So bottom line is they're shifting around CEOs and management trying to really deal with this lawsuit situation. The son of the founder is going to take back over. He's going to move into the day-to-day operations management of the business, which I don't see how that, you know, helps the company, because just because you're related to the person who founded the company doesn't mean you're a good fucking manager. You know what I mean? Like, that's one of the problems with family owned businesses, is that you don't often promote people just based on, you know, their ability to be successful. You promote people based on, you know, that's my son, that's my daughter. That's not a good hiring qualification, especially when you got allegations against you. And this also, to me, is one of my problems with when companies go public. When companies go public, it's all about what satisfies the goddamn stock price. That's what people care about, the stock price. No one cares about anything else except the fucking stock price. If that means fucking somebody over, they'll do it. Now, when they talk about shifting focus, if you are a quality and you have a quality lease, you need to find out that if Celadon switches focus, as they say, or moves towards something else, because they're blaming being focused on owner operators as the reason that they're losing money. I don't know how being focused on owner operators has anything to do with you fucking putting out false information. And you don't just all of a sudden lose $10 million. That shit slowly happened over time, and you just now admitting that you can't cover your ass for your current $10 million loss this quarter. That's what that is. That shit don't happen overnight. You start out at a million first before you get to 10. You know what I'm saying? So, in closing on this, if you have a quality lease, what this means for you, or if you're thinking about leasing, is you need to find out what happens to your lease if the company that is a part of, well, I think they own Quality Carrier, but bottom line is when they say they're shifting focus, they're talking about quality, right? So the question is, what happens when they shift focus, right? And if you are in a Celadon, just at a regular Celadon company, and you're in a regular Celadon lease, what happens if they shift focus? What does that mean? You need to call and find out, especially because you obviously don't want to have a cop call you on the phone and say, look, Quality has gone bankrupt. Celadon has gone bankrupt. And we expect you to bring that truck in immediately because it is no longer owned to you. It's owned by the bank or whoever bought their notes or whoever is holding their loans on those vehicles. So my suggestion to all you truckers out there, if you got these leases and shit, find out what happens and call a lawyer and find out what happens if they go bankrupt. Because losing $10 million, having your stock go from $25 to $1.30, you're not going to straighten that out with just shifting around management. That's just my personal opinion. You know, that's a hell of a loss, right? I mean, that's ridiculous to go from $25 to $1.30, dude. That's fucking crazy. From 2015, $25 down to $1.30. Anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. I just thought that was extremely interesting and a little warning out there for you guys holding these leases. Even if you're not in this lease purchase program, you need to find out from a lawyer representing you, right? Somebody you paid money to find out what happens in all lease transactions or even a loan that you got for your truck. Right. If the company goes bankrupt. So hopefully this is a wake up call and think about what happens. I mean, even if you were at Warner and Warner went bankrupt, you got a Warner lease. What can you do? You know what I'm saying? Can you pay for the truck? Can you get it financed? What can you do? Or do they automatically get all their shit back? I don't know what your lease says, but you might want to find out. All right, guys. Truckdriver101.com. Figured I'd share that with you. That came from Samuel Berettis, I believe is his name. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. I apologize, Sam, but your story was good. And also the Truckers Report. They send stories out all the time. Check out the Truckers Report. Great place to do job research. Truckdriver101.com. Talk to you later.